station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 15th. We're right midway through January.
It's like time's flying. Like,
it really
crazy.
Is, huh? It just,
yeah.
It was just the new year a couple days ago.
It was.
Well, good morning. And our guest is missing in action this morning. I don't know where she is.
Because she's a porn star, honestly.
I guess. I don't know.
They
have their own hours.
I know. I was going to tweet something and then I realized it was really mean. So I didn't. But I was kind of like... I don't know where I had this whole thought process in my head this morning, and then I was like, that's me, and then I was going to write, porn stars are people too.
Yeah.
And then like I was like, that's a sticker. I went through this whole like inner like conversation or whatever.
Yeah, it sounds like a sticker to me, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll give her the benefit of a doubt. Hopefully she'll be here in a few minutes, and we'll have fun.
You'll have fun. I could care less.
Really?
Sorry. I just honestly, like, I don't care. Sometimes it's interesting, and I guess, like, when there's, it's just the same story over and over, honestly.
Not necessarily.
A lot of them,
but,
I feel like.
Okay, well, we've had a lot of yoga people here, too, and it's the same story.
Not really. I just, you know what it is?
So
it's
you
like,
bring the yoga, I bring the sex, and
I
the show
feel like,
just goes.
And I don't mind the sex. If they're hot, fine.
Right.
But I feel like, you know, they all were raised in either a screwed up childhood where they were molested or something, or... Their parents
but not
were...
necessarily. You see, that's the thing. You're not listening. Some of them did not. Some of them just love sex, you know?
Yeah, well, some of them are not telling you the full truth.
Okay.
It's just like, I don't know. I just don't.
What kind of a mood are you in this morning? We'd like to know.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I need it. I'm kidding. I don't know what kind of mood I'm in.
It needs to be poked.
Oh, my God. You just said that.
Well, you know, it wasn't dirty. I just expressed what you were saying.
I see my guy tomorrow. It's fine.
Okay,
I'm just saying. I don't care. Like,
yeah.
I don't...
You have been going off a lot on people yesterday with with what's her name? Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God. I got so many replies from my Taylor Swift fan.
I know, yeah.
Did people write you? Because it was great.
Yeah.
They thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Most people can't stand her. Slap the bitch up.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I never thought of her that way before, but what can I tell
because
you?
Because she, know? Like, lives in this limelight of I'm Miss Complete Perfect. And, like, I don't know. Her face is even scrunchy.
Yeah.
She reminds me of a doily. Oh, my God. Where am I coming from?
So you don't think she's hot looking?
She has moments. Mm. But I think she just thinks she's hot shit.
Mm.
And she's really not that, you know. That's the thing.
Not
like,
all that, huh?
Beauty is in the inside. You
right.
know, it's how you are as a person, how you present yourself, what you do for others. It's all about attitude and, you know, projection and everything. It's not about what you look like.
Right.
And she is a raging bitch.
Mm.
She's just mean. And... She thinks she's the greatest thing ever, and I can't stand her.
Okay. Well, we said enough about her yesterday,
Moving
so what
on.
The hell, you know?
I'll say it again. She sucks.
Yeah.
But the thing is that everyone wrote in, and they agreed with me. So it's not just me.
Yeah,
I'm just the one to call it out.
Yeah. I just never really gave her that much thought, to be honest with you, but, you know. I mean, you know, so obviously you know a little bit about her more than I do, so what the hell, you know. I'll have to take you at your word. People still are talking about Jodie Foster's speech and stuff. And because she talked about two different things. You know, she talked about her sexuality and coming out and all that. And,
oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was talking about that.
I didn't really hear that part.
Did you hear that she... I mean, you know that she came out a few years ago,
No,
right?
I didn't know that. I mean, I'm not surprised because she looks like she would be.
Yeah.
Do you never realize that? How, like, and that's totally fine. Like, my, you know, I've had my moments. Everyone's had their moments. But it's funny because certain people, like, growing up, like, I think she looked gorgeous, by the way. I think she looked absolutely incredible.
And you know that she still does. I mean, she's in her 50s now. She has to be.
I mean, she looked amazing. When I saw her on stage and she was giving that speech, I was like, you know what? I think this might be the most pretty I've ever seen her.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought she was gorgeous. I thought her makeup was well done. Her hair was great. She was in amazing shape. Her dress was off. I was very, like, taken aback. Like, wow, she's hot, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and she always has been, but she's always been boyish too, you know?
Right. I mean, you could that's like, you can always tell, like, when people are like, oh, I'm coming out, well, I already knew.
Yeah.
Because you already, like, kind of presented yourself that way.
Right.
So, okay. Like, I have other friends that have come out, and I'm like, we've known that for a long time. We just didn't.
We didn't say anything.
We're just waiting for you to tell us. I don't care.
Oh, God, man. That's true, though, you know? I mean, you sometimes know, you just don't say anything.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, you know, she... but the main thing she wanted to discuss was her privacy, you know. And you know, she said, I laid my whole life for you people since I was a kid, since I was 3 years old. And, you know, and you guys don't get enough of me, you know. And you got to give me some privacy and some... So I can live my life normally.
I didn't realize anyone was attacking her. She's never in the news. I don't know what they're talking about. I kind of wish she was because, I mean, she is hot. I'd want to know more about her.
Yeah. Like, well, we don't know. She goes through, you know, I mean, with all the paparazzi
right.
The newspapers, what do they call those rags?
Well, what's the big deal that they were attacking her for?
The fact tabloids. Well, I don't know if people were attacking her. They were just like, you know, looking at everything that she does. I mean, you know what it's like being a celebrity when you see all these people constantly in the limelight and everything. You know, it's not easy. So I guess she figured, what the hell, I'll talk about that. You know, her dress looked very good. You know, she looked very good in her dress.
She was stunning. Yeah. She was absolutely stunning.
She really is in shape and everything.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, it does say she's 50 years old.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think she's honestly looks the best she's ever been, and maybe it's the confidence as well.
Yeah, that's true,
but
huh?
She's an incredible actress. She's always been one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, since she was a kid, you know, that's all she's ever known.
Remember Freaky Friday?
Yeah, I remember.
I used to love that movie. I loved her in that.
I don't remember her in it. I remember Lindsay Lohan in it.
That was the new one.
Oh, there was an original one?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Lindsay Lohan, please. Lindsay Blohan. Lindsay Blohan.
So who was her mother in the movie? Do you remember?
That's another person I can't stand. Lindsay Blow Me. Honestly, I really can't stand her. She, you know,
many people can, I don't think.
She's a total screw up. It's like, and I hate to say it, like I have friends that know her too, but she'll probably be the next one in the news of, you know, found it. I would not be surprised. Right. I wouldn't. She's in so much trouble, and I feel horrible. It's like no one can help her out, or no one's trying to help her out. She doesn't really have true friends because she really doesn't have just screwed up family, you know, and it's really hard to have, you know, true friends in this industry. But it's like no one's taking control and really trying to help her. Or if she does something stupid, her PR team is letting it out there. Right. They're like the biggest idiotic PR team that there is because you don't let that stuff out one after another. It's ruining her career.
Right,
and
she was being managed by her mom, right? So that's who you can thank for all this bullshit because she's screwed up completely.
Oh, totally. But it's also the PR company. They're the ones that are
in charge. But she's probably the one that hires them, her mom, you know, or something.
She's got a good PR company.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're, for whatever reason, not doing anything. Like, it's like, oh, well, we'll put this out there to keep her in the news because she's got nothing else going on. When it's the complete wrong approach, you should be hiding all that stuff that she's doing. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, it's so soon. Like, at least give it a while. You know, give her time. Like, Britney Spears, total screw up for a while and then got her act together.
Yeah.
You know, you go through those stages in life. Absolutely. I get it. But, like, she's been in this stage for so long. It's either she's going to keep on a downward spiral and it's going to keep happening. It's the same stories over and over. She hit that person. She's wasted. She's doing
cool.
I don't care anymore about her. Honestly, it's like, you know what? Waste of life. That sucks.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else. I mean...
But, you know, I feel bad for her because she doesn't have the tools to deal with it. You know, I don't think she's doing it because she's a bad person. Or, you know, it's just because some people are lost.
I'm tired of hearing about it. No one freaking cares anymore.
If everyone wanted a piece of you, I think you'd probably be screwed up too. You know?
No.
Why?
Because I just don't really care what anyone thinks. I don't.
No, not about
every. And I'm not. Whatever, I don't do drugs either.
It
so
goes
it's
to your
like,
head, though. You know, I mean, it like makes you think, like, what am I? Who am I? You know, that everybody
and
wants.
I understand that. I'm just saying she's not doing a good. I'm tired of the press putting it out there. I don't care if she hit another car because she's hit 10 cars. So what does the 11th car matter at this time? I don't care. She punched someone else in the club. Are you really surprised? No. I mean, this has been a downward spiral for the past several years.
Yeah.
I just don't care. Who cares?
Yeah. Her best shot is probably just to get out of the entertainment industry.
Right.
You know?
And just, and my thing is why doesn't she just go away and disappear for at least a year or so? Go to, you've got like a, well, I don't even know how what the money and situation is at this point. But I mean, go somewhere else, like to an island or whatever, and chill the fuck out for a year.
Yeah.
Just be. You know, stay out of it. And then come back refreshed if you want to come back. Or don't. Yeah. Stay behind the scenes. You don't have to be in front.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just... She gets on my freaking nerves, too. It's just like... God. I mean, how many times can you be in rehab?
That's true. So now, supposedly, she's making a movie with a porn star.
Are you surprised?
It's called
Canyon. She'd be a really good porn star.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh?
I'd watch it. Now that I would watch.
Yeah.
That I would watch. Absolutely.
Well, maybe they're going to do like a porn scene or something. That's what I think they're doing. But, with porn star James Dean. Oh, wow, man.
See, there's a porn star named James Dean, and that's just not right.
Yeah. Well, he spells it wrong. But, you know, I mean, they make fun of all the names.
I know.
That's what they do, man.
I know.
There's, James Dean. But they make names for themselves. You know, some of the guys do. You know.
I'm not knocking it.
They have something.
I'm not knocking it at all. I guess my whole thing is like, no, and to each his own. Like, I have a lot of friends that are in the porn industry, and I'm fine. Like, Mary Carey is one of my, like, great friends.
Mm-hmm.
She's not really doing it anymore.
Yeah, she doesn't do it anymore.
Right. But she's one of my good friends and everything. So right. It's not that I have anything against anyone doing it.
Yeah,
just,
I know.
I just don't care about their story. I'm honest.
Why? I mean,
I'm brutally honest.
I find people that love sex so much, I find them fascinating. You
yeah.
know? And
it's an interesting story. Like that,
just like, look, we had Sienna here last week.
I liked
week,
that
you
girl.
Know? Yeah.
I liked her because she had brains and she was doing it for her. Her book was a really great idea, given she snapped back when I made a suggestion of, like, you should put this in an app. Like, I'm thinking you're going to make millions with this app, you know? She, like, oh, no. Like, she's kind of was too good for herself in a way.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, you got to ease up. This is weird energy in here, you know? And I'm like, all right, you're right. Oh, yeah, you're so right. You
well,
know?
Yeah, I learned early on not to give people business advice, you know? Let them just do what they do, and that's it.
Well,
you know?
Because they think they're God's greatest thing, and you're just a porn star. You're just spreading your legs, honey. Anyone can do that.
Yeah. No, that's true, you know? But that's the thing is that, you know, she loves sex, and... And she,
I liked
and she
her.
Acts on it. I mean, she gets as much as she wants.
I liked her because of her confidence. Eventually, it came out that she was actually a little bit of insecure, and that came out the wrong way.
Mm.
And I got that later on. But she is smart. She has done a lot, and I think it's great with the work that she's doing and the company and her sex coaching. I think that's brilliant. I think that's definitely a good thing. And I that was interesting to me.
Right.
But when everyone else comes in here, and some of the fetish things are funny because it's like, you do what? Like that one girl was really cool. I liked her because it was so weird and so out there. But the rest of them isn't much there in the brain. And
well,
I
don't know. A couple
like,
of the ones we've had seem to me pretty smart. You know, I mean, I was like blown away, actually. I can't remember who we had. Christy. I can't remember her last name. And then even the young girl, Teal. Remember Teal?
No.
You don't remember her?
Apparently wasn't memorable for me.
Okay.
I'm
sorry. It seems like they're doing all kinds of business and stuff. So they don't just screw on screen. But at the same time, you know, I mean, I think just people are fascinated with it, you know, because to take your clothes off and spread your legs and show every crevice of your body to the whole world takes some balls, you know? I mean, it takes a certain person to do that.
Right.
And
I have no problem
so
with that. And I'm not saying I don't watch it, because I have.
Right.
You know, but I'm not. I'm just saying I just don't really
find
all of them. Some of them are really fascinating, and I it takes me back, and I'm like, oh, wow. And then, but
well, maybe
one
time, we'll find a porn star that's into yoga or Ayurveda.
Now, if there was a thing called porn star yoga, that I would watch.
Yeah.
Because that I'd be like, they're getting in weird positions, and that goes that. Did that really go that way? It went that way. that would be kind of hot.
Yeah.
What they did, like upside down cartwheels. Actually, my friend made a joke this morning. We were at the gym, and she was like, she was like, I feel so strong because when I had this girl come over for the first time, I picked her up, I carried her into the room, and I threw her on the bed. And she was like, damn, I just did that. Like, I'm strong. Like, I've been working out, and my workout pays off. And I was like, if that's what makes you work out every day, the fact that you can pick a girl up and throw her on the bed, that's kind of hot.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, so if that's what eggs you want to go to the gym every day, then so be it. Because I will say, it is super hot whether, you know, she's lesbian in that sense, and that's super hot that, you know, she can pick a girl up and throw her around. But when a guy comes in and can pick you up and take you in the other room and throw you around or just picks you up in general, that's right. So hot.
You I like just, that. Yeah.
Yeah. It shows strength and it's like, I don't know, it's just super sexy. It really is. It really is.
But it helps when the girl doesn't weigh too much, you know.
I guess so. But then I was
you
like...
You can't do it with every girl.
Right. And then I said to her, now here's the next goal. And she's like, what? Your next goal is to pick her up because you're a lesbian. Pick her up. Twist her upside down, and if you can hold her upside down while you're doing your thing, you know what I mean? And you have her, and she's like, she'll get brain damage. I'm like, if you let her head bob on the floor,
yeah.
I'm not saying let her foot
lift. So do 69 standing up?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's hot.
Yeah.
And I go, you should work towards that
goal. It can't be that comfortable.
Probably not, but how hot would that be? Yeah. I don't know. And then I was like, my brain was going, and then I was envisioning it, and I'm like, that'd be really hot. And then also with these people that, all this went through my head in like 2 seconds of coming up with this, but you know, like people like do the, what is it called, asphyxiation or whatever, where they have to like,
asphyxiation, right.
Whatever it's called.
Right.
And so if you're upside down, you know, your brain, like all the air is different and everything, and so like you're kind of getting dizzy, so you might actually... It might be like the same effect.
Right. Like you get a lot of blood in your head. Or
right.
Something.
All the blood rushes there. I don't know. It would be actually be interesting. So I don't know. Maybe not. But it would be really. And I go, that should be your next goal. Just try it out and let me know.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Did you ever do this hanging upside down and stuff when all the blood goes to your head?
Well, I was in gymnastics when I was younger.
Yeah.
So for gymnastic purposes.
You do that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, the pressure in your head, you know, I've tried to do it a few times and it's crazy.
Now?
No, not now. You know? When I was young.
Were you high when this was happening?
No. No, I talk about when I was young, when I would go to the gym and shit like that, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was just thinking about that. Have you ever used, like, a sex swing? You know,
no.
Those that you hang from the ceiling or from the door?
No, I can't say that I have, but yeah. I wouldn't.
It sounds interesting. I saw one the other day in the magazine.
You're like, I saw it in the bedroom the other day when I was with this girl. And let's get to the real story, Sam. What really happened? What was really going on? Do you have a sex room hidden in there? Are you like,
wouldn't
you know,
that be cool, though?
Wouldn't
huh?
it?
Yeah.
It would be cool.
I would
cool.
love a sex room.
It's like Mr. Gray.
Yeah.
By the way,
well,
talking...
he had kind of a dungeon, though, right? I mean, it's more than just a room, right?
He no, had all he, kinds he had of like... a sex room, but it wasn't really a dungeon. It was like a room full of all kinds of you know,
right.
things.
That's what they call them. They call them dungeons,
I don't know.
Usually. But
I guess.
Yeah.
Dungeons would freak me out. I don't want to be like... I just the word freaks me out.
Yeah.
I would walk into a room, and if it had all this stuff on it, it would be interesting, and I would be open to trying some things if... But it would be my call.
Yeah. You'd have to trust the person anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never done anything like that.
Yeah. Mm. No, but a sex swing would be cool. I mean, that's
that
not like
cool.
kinky or anything. You just get into cool positions.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I have a friend that has a sex swing in his house and other weird things. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that I would show it off to friends, but if he
oh,
does...
Oh, he's very confident. He doesn't care.
Really?
Yeah. No, yeah. He doesn't care at all.
No, I'm going to have to try that sometime.
I remember looking at them like, how does one get into that position? How does one get into that contraption?
Yeah.
And I would just look at them because they had all kinds of weird stuff. And I'm like, I just maybe I shouldn't even be thinking about this because it's just interesting. And I don't want to be in that predicament right now.
Yeah.
But... I'm not knocking
what
it.
About orgies? Do you have any desire for those?
Not really.
No?
No.
You're a one-man person kind of a thing?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not really into the... I don't know. You know what it is?
I mean, you've done the threesome thing, but that was like a one-time thing. You didn't really care.
That was like, whatever.
Right.
But it wasn't just a one-time thing, but...
Okay.
Twice.
I thought so.
No, it was twice.
Twice?
But one time I was so wasted. Like, and this is like somewhere that was a whole other experience that I won't talk about. But yeah, I will never do that again with someone that I care about.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Ever happening.
No.
No.
The same with swinging. You know, I mean, for people, they call it a lifestyle.
Can't
do it. They can do it, you know, but that's the thing.
I just can't.
Yeah. I know, just like, I mean, sometimes I wish I could be like Sienna, you know, where she doesn't get attached to anything or anybody. You know?
Right.
She's just like, whatever, you know.
Yeah, but see, then in a way, I find that sad.
It is in a way, but I think she seems happy in it. I don't know. I know, I was thinking about that too, you know.
I didn't mean to say that. She's also really young, so.
She's not that young.
Well, actually, she's true. She didn't seem that young.
She might be your age or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't know. I just think later on it's going to change. That thought will. And maybe not.
Yeah, maybe it just comes from, you know, childhood again. You know, maybe she doesn't want to be, maybe she's afraid of commitment and attachment or something, you know.
I am a one guy person. Like, I am happy, you know, where I am, and that's good.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't just go, I mean, was there a period where you just date and go to bed with different guys and stuff like that?
I mean, I went through.
Who were not boyfriends, right?
I've always been in relationships pretty much. But there was one time where I was very scorned. And when I first moved to LA, and during that time, I decided, well, if a guy can be a player, why can't a girl?
Right.
And that's not fair. That's double standard. And I got in this mode where I would go out almost every single night with different guys, not saying I did anything with them.
Right.
Not, you know, not being a whore or anything like that. But it was the point
where...
A lot
of blue balls behind you.
Whatever. Right? I didn't care. Yeah. I didn't care because it was my... I was trying to grow into my power and trying to be like... I don't know. It was just a way of therapy for myself.
Right.
Kind of owning all these guys. And I know it was horrible. And I was horrible to some people. But it was this therapy for myself that I needed to just get over and get out.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I had a period of where, you know, I hooked up with, you know, people during that time. And, you know, it was my crazy, that was my crazy time.
Yeah.
Maybe or maybe not, you will hear about in a book. but... You know, I've always been in long relationships, I'd say. Mm. I mean, that was my crazy period of getting it out of my system.
Right.
But no, I'm glad that I went through all the experiences that I went through, that I've dated who I've dated, because it's made me know what I want and know what I don't want now. And I just find that where I am right now, I am super happy and with where I am. And I don't see the point of being with anyone else besides who I'm with because I'm happy.
Right.
Why would I do that? Why would, and I guess that's my thing. Like, if you have something that's great in front of you and you, another, let's say some hot person walks by that you're attracted to or whatever, what would be the point of going off with that person for a one night thing, two night or whatever it would be when it just, when you have something so great in front of you, like that's not gonna, it's a totally different, satisfying. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Well, it depends what you look for.
It wouldn't be a satisfying thing. It would be like, oh, whatever. You know what I mean? So why would you do that? I don't know.
Well,
that's
because, yeah, I mean, when you separate love and sex, then you can see where it happens. Because, you know, people just like, I mean, you don't have to love someone just to have sex with them.
No,
you know? Sex is like a game, you know? I mean, you play with someone. It's just a grown-up game.
Totally.
Instead of playing Monopoly or whatever, you have sex.
And I get that. But I guess I'm at the point now where it's like I've had my games and all my fun and I'm still having fun.
Right.
And I'm still playing, you know, my fun games.
Right.
It's just, you know, being...
Yeah, you're just
but
not
I'm happy
in the market
where
for that.
Right, I'm happy where I am. And it's like I wouldn't go and screw that up for what, one night and...
Right.
And what's that... how's that person different from any other person? You know what I mean?
I'm not saying to do that. All I'm saying is you're either in a relationship and when you're not, you can just go with one guy and another and it's not a big deal.
Right.
But it depends what you look for.
Yeah, I'm over that.
Some people like the different partners and stuff, you know? I mean, you know, when you hear about people that have been with hundreds of people or thousands of people, you go, wow.
Thousands is a lot.
Yeah.
And then
but
I wonder
porn stars,
how many other diseases or how many gifts have they got that keep on giving? And see, that kind of stuff goes through my head. Like, I'm such a paranoid, like, I don't know, freak in that sense where it's like, that's why I could never do like orgies. And I'd be like, oh, what do they have?
Yeah,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, don't touch that. I'm so weird with doors.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever noticed. If I touch a door, I'm not touching anything else till I wash my hands.
Really?
I'm really weird. I will even take like my sleeve of my sweater and open the door usually with things. That's what I do.
Wow.
I don't usually touch doors, or if I do, it's the under part where no one else usually touches.
Right.
I think about all these things. I know it's crazy. I just don't.
But you're not really germ phobic, are you?
Not really, but if it's a door that's like, you know, a lot of people.
You don't freak out about it and stuff, right?
No. Okay. I won't flip out, but I won't touch things afterwards. Yeah. So
you see, when I shake hands, I got to wash my hands right after that. I won't touch anything.
I think about that too. Yeah. It's not on my mind the whole time, but
right.
I'm not eating with that hand.
Yeah.
I'm not wiping with
exactly,
that hand.
Exactly, exactly.
And I'm not going to let you know that it bothers me, but it does. Because I don't know if you sneezed in it, you wiped your ass and didn't wash your hands. Most people go to the bathroom and do not wash their hands. It is so disgusting.
And that's disgusting. You never know where their hand has been. I know what you mean.
Yeah. And then you know, it's funny because I will go into a bathroom and you watch them all go in the stalls. And I've actually like done a little poll. It's so stupid. These are things that I do in the women's bathroom, whatever. And you come out and you go and you wash your hands at the sink. And I've actually paused for a moment. Mm. And then I've like played with my hair or done something where I'm waiting to like just to see if people wash their hands.
Right.
And most people go in the mirror and they leave.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, or they put them under water and leave. I'm like, that's not washing your hands, putting them under water. Use soap. You know, it's just,
I know, it's just laziness.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And you wonder where people get pink eye.
Yeah, taking a shit and they touching their eye.
I mean, yeah. And not only that, especially like people who have kids and you go and you're like, I mean, you need to teach your child to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it's like also another thing that I find just gross. When you go into the bathroom with your kid and you're not teaching them, you put them right on the toilet seat and they don't decorate the seat beforehand.
Right.
That is disgusting.
Because
your child could be sitting where someone has crabs.
That's true, huh?
I'm sorry, but like these are things that I think about.
Right.
I'm a squatter. I don't ever sit. I squat.
I think many women are like that. It's just
you
gross to sit on.
Oh,
there.
It's disgusting. You hover.
Yeah.
Even if I'm at a friend's house, I hover.
Yeah.
It's just, you can't. It's just so gross.
I mean,
and that's the thing. Like, you got to teach your kid that because they don't know.
Yeah.
And, like, same thing. Another thing is public showers. Oh, God. Oh. I can't do it.
No.
I got to be wearing flip-flops.
Yeah.
No way. My feet can't touch the ground. Or I'm constantly thinking what if I get a wart?
Yeah.
Or what if you get the... I think like that. I think I read a story when I was in fourth grade, and it was about a wart. I will never forget it. And it was how they got it in a shower, like a pool.
Oh, okay.
A
well,
public
that
pool.
Explains.
And so it's been in my head ever since. Like, I never want that. Never.
Yeah. It's funny, the shit that sticks with us, you know, from childhood.
I know. I was traumatized over it.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to me when I was a kid, but I'm totally disgusted by shit, you know? Yeah, shit, you know? I mean, I don't even like going, you know? Some people just love going to take a shit, you know? They make like a big deal out of it, especially men, you know? But not with me, man.
I do wonder. I wonder how... Okay, so why is it that men have to go into the bathroom and take a while for a shit? Like, they have to, like, take their time...
See, I have no idea because I don't
magazine.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't either because it's like when I go and I'm out.
Exactly.
I don't want to be sitting there all day long.
And it
I don't
stinks
have time.
And it smells, you know, and some people don't even flush, you know? I mean, I flush constantly while I'm sitting there,
oh, my
there,
God,
you know?
So do I.
Yeah.
No,
like, courtesy flushes for myself.
Right.
Yeah. And some people will sit there with all the shit in the bowl.
So
it stinks, and they sit there and read.
I don't get it.
I don't either. But I think it's because some people find it the only quiet place where they're left alone, you know?
That's
nobody
sad.
Bothers them.
So sad, because I have so many guy friends that do that, and I'm like, and I share a bathroom with one of them, and I'm like, seriously, can you get the hell out?
Yeah.
Just hurry up. I'm going to the bathroom. Well, why couldn't you wait till you actually had to go? Like, why do you have to sit there when you feel it coming on? You have to sit there and wait,
wait.
Like,
yeah.
Why can't you just go be in your room, do what you got to do?
You just sit there.
And then when you got to go, then you come in, you go, and you leave.
Right. And then they sit there 10, 15 minutes afterwards.
I know.
You know?
I don't get it.
No.
Yeah, but then I become the pounding asshole who's like, get out of the freaking bathroom! I need it! I need to stare at myself. Or whatever I come up with.
Okay. So, yeah, you know, but the interesting thing is that, I mean, you know, I even get disgusted by dog shit and stuff, seeing people pick it up.
Oh,
and
okay.
I could never do that. I don't care how many bags I'm holding.
I will say this. All right, so I'm definitely the one that's guilty of this. Okay, so this is my point. So I walk my dog along the river, okay? And there's horse farms all around me. And why is it okay for horses to shit in the middle of the road,
right,
and it's not a fine to have to pick it up, and that's a lot of shit.
That's like, a lot
I
of
mean,
shit. Maybe that's
that
why
is
they
like,
don't ask
there are like pounds and pounds of shit. And they not only shit one time, they shit several times. So there's pounds and pounds of massive piles of shit several times, you know?
Right.
So, and then if a dog has a shit, it's like a little shit, you know, given it smells horrible too. But like, what's the point if your horse shits there? I don't see the point of having to pick up my dog shit when it's next to horse shit.
Right.
So I don't.
But then if everybody leaves it like that, you're going to walk in dog shit all the time.
Well, not if I cover it with the horse shit, which I've done.
No, but other people are going to leave it like that. And then you just
I'm not saying they can do whatever they want to do. I'm just saying, and I will be, let you all know, I just don't care. If there is a pile of horse shit right there and my dog takes a shit right next to it, I'm not going to pick it up.
No damage done, huh?
No damage done.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm in, like, by the one part of the river where it's all weeds and stuff, and the shit is, like, there's, like, horse... I mean, it's, like, buried in the horse shit. What's the freaking point?
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fertilizer. Yeah. I'm not picking it up. No. I don't do shit. I'm not good with shit. I'm not good with it. I'm not. Maybe it's because when I was younger, my parents forced me to, like, change my brother and sister's diapers.
Right.
And, like, I was forced at a young age to do it. You know, I don't have problems with changing. Oh, yeah, I did. It was disgusting because I nannied a lot. And I hated doing diaper duty.
See, that's what I was going to talk about is when it's your kid, you can do it. It's no problem. I'm telling you, I did it no problem.
Right.
I wouldn't get grossed out or anything.
Well, I was nannying and it wouldn't matter. Well, I guess because I was nannying. Like, they were, like, practically my kids, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it didn't matter, I guess. I mean, it would smell like holy hell.
Right.
But, like, that I don't is not as bad as dog shit.
Right.
I don't know why. I can't pick up. I can't do it. I also can't take out the trash.
Really?
I can't do it. I don't want it touching me.
Wow.
I make the guys do it in the house. You know what it is, though? I'm the one who vacuums every damn day, and I dust, and I clean. And it's not even like, and I'm cleaning after everybody else.
Yeah.
So why should I take out the trash that stinks and that's got, ugh, things on it that spill? Oh, God, I can't do it. Ugh.
Why? I mean, what do you put in the trash that's so gross?
I don't know. Like, it's not even, it's if it's my stuff, I'm okay with it. But if I'm living in a house with other people and they put their stuff in it, I don't know what it is.
Like if it's their leftovers or something?
Yeah, well, what, maybe leftovers? Maybe they put dog shit in there. Maybe they didn't wash their hands.
Who's going to put dog shit in the trash can?
No, I just, this is how I think. Yeah. And if I get something wet on my hand, I'm like, oh, God. Oh, I need to go scrub it right now. Yeah. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Trash is no. I can't do the trash. Wow. If it's my own trash from my bathroom, I take my own trash. I take that out every day, actually.
Right.
I like it to be clean.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a little bit of a clean freak.
Well, bathroom trash is not that gross, you know, I mean, because you don't have, like, food and, you know, things like that. So.
Why? It's from the bathroom, so you don't know what's in it. What if it's cum rags?
That depends.
What if it's cum rags?
No, what if
it's condoms?
No, but it's your bathroom,
what if
right?
It's so gross. I'm just saying. You just said it's not as gross. Actually, bathroom trash is would be more gross than normal trash.
I guess somebody just else's. I thought
somebody
you mean
else's.
Your own bathroom.
Not my own, yeah. My own, like, I know what's in it, and there's nothing really gross in it.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah. You know, like tissues and shit. What else? You know, I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. So, oxy pads.
Yeah, I guess.
Makeup on them. What? That's what's in my trash.
No, I know. It's like
I'm letting you know,
so
letting everybody know what's in my trash.
Yeah.
There's nothing that dirty in there.
I know. It's like women put so much stuff on, you know, and I've yet to try that Gratier thing that they sent me, you know.
Why?
Because I just don't put things on.
Okay, then you bring that in tomorrow and give it back to me because I actually ran out and I need more.
But it's for men.
Well, then
the one I have is for men. So you're going to give it to someone?
I will give it to my guy. If you've never used it.
Okay.
Now, if you've opened
it,
then I can't.
No, I never used it.
Oh, well, then give it to me.
Yeah, okay.
He'll like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It would just be wasted. Yeah, I try not to put too much stuff on me. I don't know. But they say that some lotion and stuff is good on the face. You know,
yeah.
It's just that, I don't know, my face gets oily sometimes. And I wonder, why would I even make it more that way, you know?
Because
but
it's winter and it's dry now. I have oily skin,
too. That's
true.
It is very dry now.
And it depends. Like, some lotions actually help oily skin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
But the great thing about oily skin is that we don't get as many wrinkles.
Oh,
like, you don't have any, really.
That's
so
true. I don't have that many. Yeah.
So I'm actually glad that I have oily skin because I mean, I'm wrinkle-free.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been looking... I've been yugging my skin for a long time.
Yeah, huh?
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Speaking of all this potty talk, I gotta pee now.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm not going to get up. Don't worry.
Yeah, because I can put on a song if you really want.
No, I'm good. I'm okay.
Yeah. So I guess Lance Armstrong. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just saw this tweet.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say that Jesse wrote us, and he said, "Tell Sam I think Taylor Swift looks like a weasel. She has a face like a mole."
You like that?
I told you she sucks. Okay. Moving on. I just wanted to read that.
Yeah.
I just saw it. This just in.
I wonder what our porn star is thinking this morning at 10:40 when she's still not here. I don't get it.
She's probably getting pummeled.
I don't get it. No, she's probably sleeping in.
Then she had a late night pummel
last
night.
I can't believe it. We're supposed to have two of them today. One had to, one couldn't make it, and then the other one just never showed up.
Well, so, again, they think they're hot shit. Maybe they just did too many drugs last night.
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows what kind of lifestyle they have? You know, I don't think I could deal with
this. I just really wanted to ask her. I totally wanted to ask her if they actually do each other.
Yeah.
I wanted to, that I wanted
do,
to know.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't know if they're really sisters.
Said.
They're both, their last name is Star, you know, but they, and they're both Russian, I think. One is Natasha, one is Natalia. And so maybe they are real sisters. I don't know. But the thing is that when they make up their names, you never know if they're real or not. You
right.
know, so it would have been interesting. Well, maybe it works out for the best. Maybe we'll have them both together next time or something. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't hold grudges to people. You know, only people that
care.
Really treat me like shit. Actually, they did treat us like shit by not being in the show.
I just don't care.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're going to have a radio show about yourself. Are you not going to show up? Come on. You know, what is this?
I love talking about myself.
Yeah.
I'm here every day.
Are you all people in general, you know, they're grateful to you for inviting them to a radio show.
Well, you know we're like so booked up all the time. That's
and we are. That's,
what, like,
that's what's irritating, you
it's
know?
It's so irritating because we could have someone in who wanted to be here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, we're booked up till mid-Feb.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I know, man. I know.
Late
and
actually.
It's really irritating, man.
Yeah. Like, I booked more people yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll have to take a look. I know. I'm trying to find open time slots. You're taking up everything.
Uh-huh.
No, but it's true. A lot of people love to be on the radio. They're grateful. You know, they let everybody know about it. And then some people just don't really give a shit.
That's why I don't give a shit about them.
Yeah.
Okay, back to
So Lance Armstrong, I guess, we talked a little about it yesterday, but he was interviewed by Oprah, I guess. And so she's saying she was mesmerized and riveted by the interview, but...
Why?
I don't know. I guess it's only going to be broadcast on Thursday on the Oprah Winfrey Network. It's like suddenly everybody's going to subscribe to that network.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see that interview, because I don't know anybody who watches it.
Stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she had to go and start something new, and it flopped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not doing well at all. But at any rate, you know, with him, some people are saying, man, it's too late, you know, to come clean now. You know, it's like your time for redemption has passed. So... Yeah, apparently I think he's doing this all for financial reasons, you know, trying to sort of like save his career, his endorsements, whatever, wants to get into business. But, you know, but I mean, they were showing some videos of him like denying it so strongly, like
really?
Years ago, like, you know, and attacking people and everybody that's criticizing me is wants to destroy me and things like that, you know, and he just like. And then you see it's all true.
I went to the ESPYs with him.
With him?
With, like, him. And, okay, so one of my high school friends is uh-huh. his assistant, like, right-hand guy. So I went with one of my other friends and him, yeah, and his uh-huh. group, his entourage, to the ESPYs, because he was hosting.
Right.
And it was really cool, actually.
That sounds nice.
It was very fun.
Yeah.
It was very fun. Because then we went to an after party, and it was, like, you know, the people who were presenting and
right.
people who won the awards, and... that was pretty cool.
Yeah. But you know
and
what?
He was
just
great.
Think,
he was so nice.
Like, I'm sure he is.
I
you
mean,
know, but think of all the athletes who lost to him.
Right.
You know, and he's become like the fastest cyclist in the world
right.
because he's taking fucking drugs.
Right.
You know, I mean, I would be so pissed off if I lost to him.
I would be too. I mean, technically, are they taking away any of the medals? Like, how do they?
Oh, yeah. They stripped him off everything.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
I don't know.
All the Tour de France and all that is gone.
Wow.
Yeah. And
wait, what was he on again, though?
Like, all those performance-enhancing drugs. I don't know what they are. Steroids, whatever they call
it. If it was steroids, then rip them away. But if it was just, like, over-the-counter, like, creatine and, like, you know, whatever, like, just pills that are, like, over-the-counter stuff, who cares?
I don't know. Well, the thing is, they have rules, you know, and if they
tell
you...
Then you're stupid if you didn't use them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying that
But, you know, how... Yeah, how do you...
I am on one.
Yeah?
I don't know why.
On what?
I'm just... Anyway, keep going.
On a drug?
No.
On a high?
I'm on a weird, like...
Journey.
Attack mode.
Oh, okay. That's true. You are.
I don't know why. I need to figure... Oh, I had two different types of coffee the past 2 days.
Yeah, you think that has something to do with it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Messes with your head?
Yeah. Makes me aggro. Rawr, kind of. I have no idea. Anyway, continue.
Continue.
I was just thinking about this.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd be pretty pissed off. And the thing is, how can you look people in the eye after you're such a liar?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you come across as such a liar and stuff. And we'll see. You know, I mean, I'm curious to see the interview.
Wait, but how did they prove it again?
Well, I guess with... I don't know
I
how
mean,
they proved it.
Honestly, like...
With testing and stuff, no? Testing, drug
yeah,
testing.
Yeah, but they can't
how
test all
can
the
they...
way from back then. I mean, like, how, why did it come out now exactly?
I don't know. Well, it came out a while ago, but now he's like.
Did he admitted to it all? Is what he
yeah,
said.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he shouldn't have opened his mouth.
Yeah. I guess it was like a doping scandal by nearly a dozen cyclists.
Oh.
Admitted to doping. So I don't know, you know, but this is a confession, and I think it's a little too late. But we'll see. I mean, people tend to forgive and forget, you know, and you just move on. Look at Tiger Woods, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there was, did we talk about this, that there was another rape in India on a bus?
Yeah.
The second one?
No.
Yeah, there was another one. Remember, like, a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
everybody's heard about it, and she died and everything.
Right.
And so... I guess a couple days ago, another bus, the bus driver and his helper, the woman was the only one on the bus. They went past her stop, took her to a place, met up with another five guys, and they all raped her all night.
She died too?
No, she's not dead. But it's like, my God, you know.
So what does India do about it? Is this allowed?
Well, obviously, no, not at all. I mean, they've been arrested and stuff. And in the previous rape, they were all charged with murder.
Mm, good.
And but, you know, just imagine, you know, I don't know, man. Just imagine what it is to go through something like that.
God, I don't want to.
Even
wanna
if I was
imagine.
A guy, you know,
but
let
I'm
alone
on a guy's
for a woman.
Thing. Why would, what, I mean, what would, you think it's cool to, like, have a woman screaming and, like.
They do. How do
you get off
yeah, how
on
do
that?
You get hard from something like that?
I don't know.
You know? That's what I'm saying.
Is it like a gang thing? Is that what it is?
I don't think they're gangs. No, it's just, I think it's just, you know, the lack of respect for women there, you know. And, you know, in a society where people try to get rid of their girls and or sell them or whatever, and they don't value girls and women as much, that's what you're going to get.
But isn't there enough women around that they can actually, I mean, that's the thing, that if you valued your woman, you would actually get it every day. Hello?
Maybe they don't want it every day.
Hello?
I don't know what the hell they want.
Well, wouldn't you want sex every day if you could?
Yeah, but I don't think it's about sex. If that's the thing. It's about power. Mm. You know, and we've discussed this before.
You can have power plays.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
But I can't imagine, you know, anybody raping anyone and being able to even get aroused from it.
I don't understand it. But it's also like people who have necrophiliacs.
Yeah.
How can you get off on dead bodies? I don't get it. That's so disgusting.
Yeah.
Ugh.
People will get off on anything, man. I'm telling you. They just, I guess they just busted 50 people, among them teachers, you know, in the sting that they did for child sex and things like that. So what they do, you know, the feds sometimes, they just like, they pretend to, to be a little girl or something, you know, 14 years old and stuff. And then they get all these people, all these men come in there, and they're saying, I mean, people, a middle school teacher, a tourist visiting from Turkey, college students, a businessman from North Carolina, all of them were arrested in a week-long operation.
Good.
The targeted men seeking sex with children.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You see, that's the way to do it. I mean, you don't just wait until after the fact, you know. Mm-hmm. You try to pull them out of their holes before they attack. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good thing to do. Remember, they used to do this on TV. Do they still do that on 48 Hours or something?
Okay, so here's the thing that I'm looking at. So with that, and I totally agree because it's child porn, and that's just wrong and disgusting. And I don't know what these people are thinking. Like, oh, God. But what was the movie that Tom Cruise was in where they would, before you committed a crime, they'd arrest you?
Yeah, Minority Report.
Minority Report.
Right.
So then it's kind of like Minority Report in a way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So especially when they're creating this thing. It's not like a situation that would have happened.
It's kind of like entrapment.
Entrapment, right? Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm glad because I mean, all this child porn needs to be gone and done with. And there is so much, you know, human trafficking that is going on that I definitely, these are those operations that I want them to happen so that these people get off, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're gone, that are in
and
trouble.
And it's probably for deterrent also, you know?
What I am saying is now that it's opening the door for entrapment and Minority Report situations, that if it opens the door for that in this situation, why wouldn't they do it with other situations?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's make this guy so mad so he might want to murder this person.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what
true,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I know. It is kind of controversial because I thought about it as well, you know, and the thing is that you're saying, well, if you guys didn't pull this, there wouldn't have been any crime done.
Right.
But at the same time, yeah. You know, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough to we do a lot of things that are not for the sake of the kids that are not necessarily always a good thing for society, you know. But
well, it's just like I believe that the government in a way is like, you know, creating situations where these kids have guns and go in and blow up schools.
Right.
And it's like what's interesting is it's like one world order. One world order is what it is, you know. New World Order, in a sense. I think that's what it's really called. But and it's like where the people are actually demanding to take away the guns. Mm. The government doesn't even have to do it. We are demanding it.
Right.
Really is how fucked up that is. You know, and then the situation is like we have no more guns, and then now what? We can't defend ourselves when something actually crazy happens?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This gets in a whole other topic.
Yeah, you're totally pro-gun. I'm sort of like, I'm sort of mixed on that. I am. Because I think we don't need
semi-automatics. I'm not saying we need that.
Right.
No.
But the NRA does think that we need
but
that.
But to actually have guns, yes. If I want to go hunting, if I want to be protected, if I want... Yeah, you know what? I believe in Florida's rules. I absolutely do. If you come after me, I will shoot you in the face.
Right.
Don't think I won't.
Right.
Actually, I wouldn't shoot you in the face. I would shoot you in the kneecap so you'd suffer first, and then they would capture you.
Mm.
I'd want you to suffer for whatever you were going to do.
Okay.
I would kill you. I'd rather have you shot in the kneecap. That's the most painful, one of the most painful places.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yes, I am a good shot, so don't think I wouldn't be able to do that if I can.
Well, someone's calling in, but we are out of time. So who do we have tomorrow? Something with Ski, right? Ski Vale?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have Ski Vale call in tomorrow. They're going to tell us everything that's going on at Vale.
Okay.
That's happening. So I'm
about all the different snow and stuff that they're getting.
Yes. they've got a lot of different activities going on, but I guess they got pummeled, basically. So I'm actually heading to Vale in a couple of weeks, so this will be fun to see what they've got in store.
That's in Colorado, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Bye.
Been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.